Let's play a fun little game, shall we? Called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Introduce you to Ali, calling us from Mount Washington. Hi, Ali.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Ali's bright-eyed, bushy-tailed. He's got brown hair, drives a Kia. Is an assistant manager at Lowe's, and currently is enjoying a relationship with his girlfriend.
Wonderful. How long have you been together?
Yes. A little over a year. Her name's Crystal.
Aww.
That's so great.
How'd you guys meet?
Yeah. We actually met at Lowe's. I had to transfer and everything just to date her.
Oh, wow, yeah. Look at that.
Yeah, workplace romance. Yeah.
Hey, you know what? Sometimes that works out. My wife and I met for the first time while we were working at the same place. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I did not transfer her, though. So.
Holla.
Oh, yeah.
He's doing all the right things, though. I like that.
Yeah. What, who, yeah. Me or Ali?
Ali. Oh. Ali. You apparently did not. Right, it's fine, though. It worked out.
It's all worked out in the end. All right, we're playing Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Kelly, explain how it works.
Yeah, you're going to hear three stories. You have to determine, is the star of the story a little kid or a drunk adult when it happened?
All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
I shoved a hot panini in my friend's face after we got into an argument over Tupac.
Oh.
The rapper? Hmm.
Apparently.
Okay.
Hmm.
Okay.
I don't know. That's a hard one. That's a hard one.
Yeah, because, I mean, I guess say, if Tupac were like, if it were current, you know, you could be like a little kid at the time, like, you know, 10, 11, 12 years old, whatever.
Yes, it all hinges on when the attack happened.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ali,
we don't know that info.
No.
We don't know that info. So I'm thinking a little kid. I'm going to say little kid. See,
now I'm just wondering, how long have we had paninis?
How long have we had paninis?
This is my thought process. If paninis are still like relatively new compared to when Tupac was popular and people might be fighting over him.
Okay.
So I'm going to go with drunk adult because of that.
All right. I understand your logic, Kelly.
Okay. You see what I'm doing?
Yeah. All right. Ali, you're saying little kid. Kelly, you're saying drunk adult.
Yes.
I was a drunk adult.
Drunk adult.
Oh, boy.
Son of a gun.
Oh,
so my friend basically tried to tell me that Tupac sucked, and I was then, and still am, a huge Tupac fan. So yeah. I took offense to it.
Sure.
And basically got so offended that I grabbed this untouched, very hot sandwich and shoved it right in his face.
Ooh.
All right.
Oh, gosh. Ouch.
Ow.
Yeah, ouch is right.
Let's not talk about our favorite musical artists anymore with our friends.
Ali, you're 0 for 1. Here we go. Next one, little kid, drunk adult.
I pooped in my neighbor's jack-o'-lantern.
What?
Oh, God.
What?
Well, Halloween is right around the corner.
It is. It is. Oh, my gosh.
What?
Gosh. I'm going to go drunk adult.
Drunk adult. Okay.
Okay.
Drunk
is this an accident? Is this retaliatory? I mean, what's
a lot of questions.
What's the motivation
right now? Yeah.
Okay. What'd you say, little kid?
No, I said drunk adult.
Oh, you said drunk adult. Okay. It'll be funnier if it's a drunk adult.
Will it?
Yeah.
I think maybe.
Okay.
Could possibly get him in trouble.
All right.
All right. I'll stick with you on that.
All right. Both of you saying drunk adult.
I was a little kid.
Oh, dang it.
Wait until you hear the reason.
Why?
It was the week of Halloween, and my dad was cheating on my mom with the lady next door.
Oh! I
decided to poop in her jack-o'-lantern 5 days before Halloween. I'm not sure she ever noticed it, but at least it made me feel like I got some justice for my mom.
For my mom!
Oh my gosh! Hashtag for my mom.
Hashtag for my mom. What a good son.
Oh, I did not see that backstory coming.
Nope. All right, Ali, you're 0 for 2. You're doing terrible at this game.
I'm so sorry.
All right, next. Last one, little kid, drunk adult.
During a game night with my family, I ate all the dice from a Monopoly game while nobody was looking.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
Monopoly is a long game.
These are hard.
Yeah, I know. That's what she said.
Oh, Little kid.
Okay.
It has to be, right? Because even a drunk adult is not going to eat dice.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Right. I don't know. Now your face is making me. I don't know.
Kelly, we need an answer.
Little kid. All right. It has to be little kid.
All right, both of you saying little kid.
I was a drunk adult.
Oh,
why?
Ollie, you got zero right.
I know. I'm not as wide-eyed and bushy-tailed as you thought I was.
I know. You.
No, this game is tricky.
Okay,
this game
so is tricky. Listen, it so was. Why? Why was she a drunk adult and eating dye from Monopoly?
I hate Monopoly and didn't want to play anymore, so I decided to eat the dice to ruin the game. It worked.
Oh, wow.
But what happened to the dice? I mean, I need to know how long it took for them to pass and if she saw that happen.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
That would be uncomfortable. That would be definitely uncomfortable.
It would be.
Yeah. Did she tell them that all the dice are gone because I ate them, because I hate this game? Or did
she was right there.
Like, I don't know what happened to the dice.
She probably,
I guess we can't play anymore, guys.
In my head, she's like, oh, yeah, well, I'm. They're wow. they're like, Janet, what are you doing?
She's not invited to game night
anymore.
Nope,
she's not. Hey, Ollie, thank you for playing. You did terrible, but, you know, hey.
But you're fun.
Hopefully the rest of your day goes better than this.
Well, and none of this stuff happened to him.
All right. Exactly. Hang on the line just a quick sec. We're going to get a little more information from you, okay? We'll hook you up with all a prize. Right. All right, hang on.
Wow.
All right, those were some good ones.
What happened in your life to where you end up eating dice as an adult?
Right.
All right, even though you had some drinky drink.
We want to hear your fun story, okay?
Yes, please. Send us a little voice note of you. Give us a little teaser, reveal the answer, finish the story. Email us ben@kellyshow@gmail.com.